Yesterday, we were talking about the odd thing you saw or heard on a service call, and we just did not get to every great call that came in. So I said, can you call back tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Here's Ralph in Madison. Hey, Ralph.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Ralph. Good morning.
Morning.
I hope the connection's good. I'm standing on my front porch. And,
you sound great.
Yes. Usually not good. But
stay right there.
You've done all the right things except for drag this out. So what do you got?
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you need me to get moving here, just tell me to land the plane and I'll do that.
Land the plane.
Land the plane.
I like that code phrase.
Like that.
Land the plane.
Land the plane.
Land the plane.
This is already been
thank you for that.
cable machine.
Land the plane. That's going to be my new one.
I think I'm going to land the plane.
All right. I like you very much now.
Yes.
All right, Ralph.
So, years and years ago.
Land the plane.
Just testing.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We have time.
I was in the restoration business, and we get calls for lots of different things. Bad plumbing, flooded, the roof caved in, somebody broke in and did weird stuff all over my furniture, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Wait. Someone broke in and did weird stuff all over my furniture.
Like,
was that a real call?
We did cleanups in the great town of New Haven, and we saw some pretty interesting stuff. Not as interesting as what I'm about to tell you, but
wow,
yes,
poop portal, yes.
Call.
Oh, you sound like a multiple segment person.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so we got a call for a home in Guilford, and I'm not going to be very descriptive as who's what, where, when, gender, where they worked, and all that stuff. But I'm going to give you everything you need. Trust me.
Okay.
And they called us in and said, look, we had a tenant situation, and they were hoarders, and they ruined the plumbing, and there's stuff everywhere. Okay, typical call. I've seen this before. Go to the house. No problem. Floor to ceiling. It was a bid thing. Won the bid. Small one-foot paths to get into the front door, through the living room, into the kitchen. Kitchen counters covered. I mean, what you would see on TV, I swear to you, that's what I saw. So, won the bid, and yes, no water, no outgoing plumbing, so on.
Wow.
So, I get the crew in there.
Bugs, just filth, smell.
Defecation.
No, that's the interesting part. There was no bugs, and there was no smell, and you're going to know why in a moment.
Okay.
Yep. So, cleaning up. So, what we started finding under the piles, once we started getting them down, which took about 2 days to get them down.
Okay.
2 days?
Were 5 gallon buckets.
Oh no.
All hundreds, not tens, not 20s, hundreds, 5 gallon buckets under the piles throughout the home, lining the sides of the rooms. All right, this is interesting. What we didn't know at the time was the 5 gallon buckets were full of urine and feces because that's what the person was hoarding.
They were hoarding that.
They were hoarding that.
Yeah. Well, that crash expensive.
And then we found out what they did when they ran out of buckets. We finally got to the bathroom, and in the bathroom were hundreds of 1 gallon freezer bags full of the same thing.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Shows it don't leak.
Yeah. Well, that was the fear.
It's a tight seal.
Yeah. It was horrendous.
The quality
bag. Most interesting aspect of this whole thing, once I started trying to get payment for everything and going through the process with this particular person, was this person worked for a very prestigious educational institution, and they were part of the infectious disease department.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
That's ironic.
Yeah, the world's largest Petri dish right there.
It sounds like they were performing
one of the very interesting stories with that type of business.
Wow.
Lots of
come to find out the
there.
Plumbing hadn't been used in so many years, it just rotted.
What do they do when they have to go in public?
Bring a bag.
You know how you collect the poop from the dogs? That's what they're
Yeah.
Ralph, you never addressed how did that not smell? Did I miss something?
It was sealed.
So
the
it
bags
was sealed.
Were sealed, but the buckets weren't, were they?
The buckets were sealed.
With the lids.
And,
got
with
it.
The lid.
Thank
okay.
God, yeah.
I didn't picture that when you were explaining it. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting
and
situation.
That is something that the bags and the cans would seal at that because there's a lot.
That's good quality stuff right there.
Yeah, they were blue, and so you can probably reference it with what store they came out of, one of the bigger
right.
box
wow,
stores.
Okay.
So, Yeah.
So what do you do with all of that?
You dispose of it in an environmentally friendly way. You bring it back to the shop.
Dump it in the neighbor's yard?
Empty lot somewhere?
Wait, you brought it back to the shop and dumped it down the toilet?
We had to do what we had to do.
Oh, my God.
The way we did.
I just go right to the wastewater treatment plant and be like, I think this belongs to you.
Yeah, I found this outside.
We'd skip a step here. You know, there's too much. We'll give it to you in bulk.
Yeah, you call one of those septic tank trucks.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be weird. Just get ready, but I got a full load for you.
Literally, yeah.
We actually filled we filled three of the large metal dumpsters.
Oh.
Wow.
Three. And that wasn't the worst.
With the papers and the other junk.
It was predominantly papers. It was fast food wrappers, fast food containers, some various clothing and garbage bags, but a whole ton of empty pill bottles.
Wow.
Pill bottles everywhere. I'll never forget that. How many pill bottles we pulled out of there, dating back to the 80s.
Wow.
Was it for a laxative?
No, I can't share that part.
I think I see a pattern here. The poop pills.
Oh, that would explain
all
the buckets in the bags.
Yes.
Yep. That's a bad story. But wait, there's more.
Oh no!
No, there's not.
It's good to know.
I love your storytelling ability.
Yeah, so far so good.
I promise you, there's plenty more of what we found out there. I had a great crew too, and they were very resilient to what we were getting ourselves into.
But wait, there's more. You mean more stories or more from this?
Oh, there's more stories. That's about it for that one. I can share some other details.
Oh, I have some things. How do you price that job?
Oh, good question.
Like tails and a crapper.
So you price it. Yeah. You price it by the hour. Obviously, the plumbing, you get another crew in there, and they go through and they decide what it is they need to replace to get the place flowing again. But you go by the hour. How many actual man hours will this take? And you always go a little more because you just don't know what you're going to find. I mean, you can remove all, you can get to a certain point and fall through the floor. You don't know. You just don't know. But normally by the hour, how many people are how many people are on the job? And then you kind of guesstimate of how many containers need to be used to haul the stuff out of there.
So you were hired by the homeowner or the person?
We were called in by the homeowner to come and have a look and give her a price on everything. Mm-hmm. And when I said that before, you win some, you lose some. That's exactly what happened. Don't know what's underneath the piles. And in this case, it was buckets of fun.
Yes. Buckets of fun.
Buckets?
I would have sold it on eBay like that.
Fun.
Mystery bucket of fun.
This morning, huh? I'm giving you guys some good stuff. I got to hold some.
Only 20 bucks.
Cheer AJ's idea.
Put them
on eBay. Buckets of fun.
Mystery buckets of fun. You don't know what's in there.
Limited amount.
The fun part is it's a mystery.
It's only 20 bucks.
That's a quick trip to the penitentiary.
So you see a job like that, wouldn't you price it so high where it's like, well, I don't want this job, but if they pay me this, I'll do it.
I could retire when I'm done.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, that's a trade secret, but yeah, that's normally what you do.
Yeah. I would just be like, all right, insurance job, just burn this house down.
But then you had the hours of dumping the waste down your toilet, which you didn't even see. You didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
No. But we also, part of that particular business also had a septic company. So that was a huge help as well.
Huge.
I mean, the guy came back with his truck and he just sucked the stuff out. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways he did it, but you got to do what you got to do. You bid on the job, you get the contract, and you got to move forward. Unfortunately, like I said, you win some, you lose some, and that was certainly one of those instances.
Yeah. Get at the butt for that one.
Now, I'm sorry if I missed this part, but the person who hired you was the homeowner, but were they the person who created all of this filth?
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry. So we were told, I missed telling you that. I apologize. We missed that whole fact until we got in there. So this particular person said yes. Oh, it was a tenant. It was a tenant. It wasn't the tenant. It was the homeowner.
Uh-huh.
There was no tenant. There was never a tenant.
It's weird how they just woke up one day and got better. where they realized everything has to go. Normally, a hoarder is emotionally attached to every single item, and you have to almost pull it out of their hands
to get it into
the dumpster.
Yeah. Right.
It's weird how this person woke up and said,
Let it go.
Well, you know, with all those pill bottles, perhaps they found just the right combination of things to have them wake up. And you know,
that's
you're a very optimistic person.
Well,
you know, you try. You got to stuff that you see out there, and sometimes you feel real bad. Which is, you know, I don't want to share. You know, gender. I don't want to share where they work.
No, I got you.
But they also had a normal life. They had a job. It was at a respected place.
Yeah.
They were basically in a research laboratory. You're typically around smart people, unless it's this research laboratory here at this radio complex.
Right, they're just down the dumps.
Wow, that's...
Believe me when I tell you, very prestigious, large research facility, very close to your location.
Yeah,
wow, now, really large.
I know what you're talking about. Mm. Boy, that is something else.
Wow.
This story I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah. We're talking about the bathroom.
Right. That's a great one. We have your number, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, sir.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys. Stay safe. And me, my family, and all my friends, we really appreciate what you guys do on a daily basis. AJ, you hit it out of the park this year.
Oh.
You really did.
Thank you.
Just wanted to give you that little plug, and you all did. But, you know, to get stuck in a box like that, close to you, my friend, I couldn't do it. I'd be busting through.
Now we're going to ask you for some of those buckets of fun for his next box trip.
No, he got rid of those.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.